For an inside look at the state's biggest footy league, it's the Monday Waffle.
Welcome back to the Monday Waffle. I'm Alexia Pescher.
And I'm Sam McManus. With less than 2 months until the Waffle season begins, excitement among fans is building.
If you missed last week's episode, jump onto the Monday Waffle Facebook page or search the Monday Waffle on iTunes or Apple Podcasts to listen to Sam and Rachel's chat with Bulldogs captain Dylan Mayne.
Today we continue our Waffle Captain series, and this week we're speaking to former AFL player turned Waffle Eagles captain, Fraser McInnes.
Good afternoon, this is your captain speaking, coming up on the left.
His high ball to half forward's a huge one to win, gets closed down.
We'll kick virtually on the siren.
Oh, that's your mark of the season so far. Awesome.
We fight one more round, we get knocked down, we get up. We fight one more round.
Come on.
You're listening to the 2020 Waffle Captain Series.
Now, although the team won't be making a Waffle appearance this year, we felt it was fair to include the skipper of the inaugural West Coast Waffle team who made the finals last year.
We are going to play Fraser McInnes for his first game.
It's my dream tomorrow, Arvo, so I can't wait for it.
Fraser McInnes was looking the lift, though. How about that? What a great start for him.
Forward Fraser McInnes is certainly a talent-laden young
first
player.
First goal in AFL, and he squeezed it in.
McInnes was West Coast's second pick at the draft last year.
Winner of the Chris Mainwaring medal is Fraser McInnes.
A local boy from Trinity College who was taken by the West Coast Eagles with the 28th pick in the 2011 National Draft. Fraser started his footy career with the Perth Demons and later moved to East Perth.
Known as Horse among teammates, cool nickname, Fraser was West Coast's 2019 best clubman, having served the club for 8 years.
So Fraser, you were the inaugural West Coast Waffle captain last year. What was it like to captain the side for the first time?
Oh, it was a lot of fun looking back on it. It's a very different situation that we're in now, but yeah, really enjoyed the year. Having good ownership and good purpose last year. I think I'm my last year on the AFL list. So yeah, loved it. Great group of boys and, you know, we made some inroads.
Obviously disappointing this year that, you know, the Eagles Waffle team can't go ahead. What are you and your teammates planning on doing given you can't play for the West Coast Waffle side?
Yeah, it was a funny situation, I think, as, you know, a lot of us are all in society, but definitely for us, you know, there were probably murmurings that we weren't going to have a team this year. But, you know, when the news did, we were still doing our own individual programs in hope that, you know, we would be able to play. But I think, you know, some boys will go back to their amateur clubs. Other boys are going to try to play waffle footy at another club if that's all allowed. So, yeah, everyone's in a bit of a different boat. But, yeah, it's been, you know, really, it was, you know, we're just sitting idle for a little time, but probably knowing that it was unlikely we'd play. So, yeah, the boys have gone their different paths and, you know, it's hard to forecast what will happen in the future. But I'm sure if we do get a team back, you know, a lot of the Waffle listed boys would be keen, but we'll just have to wait and see.
Has it been a bit tough to keep fit while there's been no games scheduled?
I don't know, because I haven't been that busy, to be honest. We're working primarily at West Coast, so there's been a bit of a downturn there, clearly, in the footy industry. So I've been keeping, trying to keep fit, a bit of running, a bit of riding. So I've quite enjoyed, keeping active. But it is definitely a different fitness, I guess, the high-intensity footy training. You can't, it's hard to replicate that. So, yeah, I think a lot of the boys, it's just in their nature to keep active, but it's hard to replicate, I guess, that actual football training.
Don't downplay your riding, Fraser. I've seen you on Strava. There's some Ks clocking up there.
Yeah, I'd like some kudos. I got out for a good one this morning. so a bit of kudos. Yeah, I love my riding. So it's been a little bit of a blessing getting back on the bike, so I haven't been complaining about that.
As the captain last year, you obviously brought a bunch of boys together who hadn't played together. Was there anything challenging that you found trying to create a team bond?
I think probably, you know, being able to bring, or even without AFL listed boys, it was a bit of a mixed bag getting, you know, Josh Smith and Keegan Brooksby in as more senior players who I didn't know previously. And then also with the Waffle listed guys, I think trying to build that connection. Early days at the Subiaco facility, you know, it was a little bit harder just the way that the facility was set up. But I think when we moved to Lathlane, the facilities, you know, really open, and the boys were, able to share a lot of the facility with the AFL listed boys. I think that really helped kind of bring the connection together.
A teammate that I spoke to yesterday, actually, Josh Smith, said that you were the ultimate man. You included everyone and you make people feel welcome. That was his favourite thing about you as captain. Was there someone that you modelled yourself like when you were picked as captain?
nice words from Smitty. Thanks very much. It's a good source of that. And you were obviously down there a bit last year. Not overly, to be honest. No, like Darren Glass, he was a really, you know, caring captain when I first came to West Coast. You know, and then, you have some different captains along the way. Like Craig Wolf was quite, at East Perth, was quite tough and hard. Paddy McGinnity the same. So, you know, I think you just, you just end up being a reflection of yourself. So, I think Smitty's pumping me up a bit there, but much appreciated.
A reflection of yourself. I actually came across an old Wikipedia page of yours, Fraze, last night. And quote, Fraze is well known for his incredible Dwayne Johnson-style work ethic. And I do know that you also have the nickname Horse. Where did that come from?
Yeah. I think the person that wrote Wikipedia, you might know him very well, whoever edited that page.
Who might that be?
I think it was Hamish Brayshaw.
Rings a bell.
I'm familiar.
Yeah. Rings a bell.
Edited the Wikipedia page whilst on a layover in the airport. I think Paddy McGinnity gave it to me. Workhorse. And then I kind of just stuck. You know, I don't really. It's okay. Just another nickname.
A couple of good nicknames there. What do you do for your pre-game ritual when you're getting prepared for a big game?
Good question. I don't know. I think when I was a lot younger, I was a lot more uptight and, you know, with all my food and stuff like that and got that all in order. Now, you know, I just kind of not roll through the motions, but just pretty relaxed. Generally get a coffee, maybe go for a walk. You know, if the NBA's on, which it is at the moment, it's great to watch on the Saturday mornings, but nothing too specific, to be honest. Sorry for not having a crazy little ritual, guys.
I did hear, though, along the grapevine that you do like to potter around and organise some stuff the night before.
Yes, I potter around.
Bit of nervous pacing.
Yeah, I like keeping busy, so I like pottering around the house, which is what I'm doing now. but yeah, that is a trait of mine, whether it's positive or negative. Take it as you please.
Through your time playing in the Waffle, at any team really, has there ever been a team that's really rattled you when you've had to come up against them?
I think Subiaco has been a force for so long that it has been a long time since I've been a part of a team that's beaten them. I think Swan Districts is... I wouldn't say rattled, but they create a really good environment out there. You know, their fans are quite passionate, whether it be around their change rooms or in the Canberra. So I think they create a really good environment to make it tough for opposition teams to come and play. We lost both games out at Bassendean last year. And the Swans probably didn't have the greatest year, so it probably just shows the environment that they can create out there.
With, you know, different environments that you're trying to create, how do you as captain make sure that you're keeping everyone grounded?
I think, and especially for us, because we had a lot of boys in different boats, like boys would miss out on playing AFL footy, so they're probably not happy being there. And then there'd be boys that, are playing waffle footy, which is the highest level that they've played if they were, previously in the amateur. So it was just a real mixed bag of players. So I think, we tried definitely early in the year just to keep connected and get together after games or watch the AFL team play if it was on the next day. So I think we just kept on looking for avenues to I guess increase the connection of the group, but I think I had to be aware of that mixed bag of some boys are been on the list for 6 years and they played 80 odd games at AFL and ideally they don't want to be playing waffle, but it might be the reality. So just keeping on top of everyone's different situations.
Was it a bit strange for the West Coast senior players to come from the AFL side into the waffle side and still keep the momentum up and the motivation up? And did they come in and try and bring the young boys up with them when they came to play for the waffle side?
Yeah, I think, there's always different attitudes and different, as I've touched on, situations. So generally for the most part, boys are really good. Chris Maston's always been great. Probably in the later years of his career when he did go back and play at East Perth and with our West Coast waffle team, the energy he'd bring. For the most part, I think having our own team, the boys really embraced it, still putting on a West Coast jumper. So, I think credit definitely to the senior boys that did come back. Really helped create a positive environment down there.
There was a little phenomenon, I had to slow down for that word, didn't I, I did hear about last night, Take the Turf. And I'm sure that was something that sort of created a bond through the team. Can you just tell us a bit about what that is?
Yeah, you got some good sources, Lex. so I think we got to the halfway point of the year. And I think 2-7 coming last on the ladder. We needed, something to freshen up a bit. So I pinched an idea off Simon Eastall, currently a coach at Fremantle, ex-West Coast and ex-Perth senior coach. They used to do They'd call it take the turf. So they'd play, at an opposition's venue. If they won there, they'd dig out a piece of grass, put it in a jar, and then mount it up on the wall. So with us playing away each week, we probably needed to breathe a little bit of life back in the season. So, I pinched the idea of take the turf. So, it was, I'd bring a little spade, and if we did win the game, dig up some turf, put it in the grass, and then I'd give it to the trademark player, jar it up, and they could put it in their locker.
It's got a creepy element to it.
It does, a little bit cryptic. So
you pinch the idea, pinch the turf, and now where does the turf stay now that it's been handed out to each player? Do they keep it at home in their bedroom?
Oh, I don't know. It's a good question to ask. I might follow up with a few boys that got a couple of jars. Remember one game I put the turf in my sock before the game and showed the boys, which I think got a few excited and didn't have to take it out, jarred it up, which was good. And I think we took a piece of turf from every oval except Bassendean. So we'll
kind of
get
back
to
a bit of a drive now.
Yeah, I know.
So. All of the Waffle Boys just have really nice lawn now. They've just regrown it.
All from different parts of Perth.
Last year was a very different bag of boys, I suppose. Anyone in particular that stood out to you last year as a new player, even an old player?
Yeah, I think, Nick Reid clearly had some, really strong playing ability coming through amateur ranks at North Beach, and now he's got himself onto an AFL list. Andrew Fisher was another who climbed up through amateur ranks at Kingsley. I think getting Josh Smith over was great. His ability on the field, was a really good Waffle player, but he was also one that would work with young players like Luke Foley, Harry Edwards, Xavier O'Neill. So Smithy was probably the total package, but it was good to unearth a couple of good Waffle players in Smithy, Reedy and Fisher.
We know that Peel's Freo's affiliate Waffle team. Is there a bit of a rivalry there between the West Coast Waffle team and Peel?
I think a little bit. You always do try and, I guess, one up, the other affiliate team or the other AFL listed team. And it's really good competition, for a young Harry Edwards, if he was playing on a Hugh Dixon for Peel to try and test himself against, another young AFL listed player or things like that. So I think the boys, maybe not a rivalry, but I think they really view it as a challenge to try and see how they're stacking up against other, young players on AFL list.
What's been the biggest benefit that you've seen, obviously in your time at the club, of having your very own affiliate club?
I think at stages for East Perth, it was, it worked really well. We played in a lot of finals, but then it always just is a bit of a balance and a bit of a power struggle on, being able to please the West Coast and the Waffle Club. So I think probably just, being able to run completely our own program, our training schedules, and I think it worked really well for our coaches as well. Not having to split their time up between the AFL listed boys and the Waffle Footy Club. So I think probably just getting on one page and in sync was the major thing. Probably just a little bit easier to manage and to please more people.
You obviously got in sync because I understand you were best clubman last year. How does it feel being best clubman and the captain?
I guess it was a good honour, yeah.
Bit of an ego trip.
What the actual qualifications are to win that award. That was a little nice gesture. And then I got the sack about a week later. Actually, I was sacked before then. I already knew that.
They were just buttering you up.
Yeah. Just let me down easy.
Take what you can get.
Yeah, it's a good honour to get. So, very pleased with it. Mm.
So on the list for 8 years, how did you manage to stay on that list for 8 years and then get Clubman of the Year? Because you must have done something, right?
Yeah, I know. I must have made some good relationships with people and I guess it was just a toiler, working away, working as hard as I could and wasn't very good. But I don't know, they just kept me around. And I think being able to help other players improve as well, which I think last year was, having our own Waffle team definitely did keep me around for another year in the fact that I could play a leadership role for that team and I guess help our younger players, whether it be like a Bailey Williams or a Harry Edwards. So a bit lucky with the timing of it. Squeezed out another year, which I'm thankful for.
It's better than this year, really. You probably ended on a good note.
Yeah. I don't know. Holidaying up on the Gold Coast for 4 weeks would be all right, though.
Bring your bikini.
Yeah, my bike and the golf clubs. You're great.
Bit of a corny question. What's your go-to pump-up speech for the boys, going into three-quarter time?
Yeah, I used the one, or pre, I don't know, I used the one where I put the, I showed him the grass and put it in my sock.
Take the turf.
Yeah, take the turf. And I said, this turf's coming home with me. So I think that was a good one. We used, yeah, we had some funny pre-game speeches from Adrian Hickman, our coach. So just kind of just leveraging off, you know, a couple of his quirky little speeches, I think, worked well. And then you just need a few boys to buy in. So Smitty and Hamish would always kind of get around what I was saying and wrap it up a bit. So yeah, if you can get a buy-in from a few of the louder guys, then it seems to come across well with the others.
Yeah, loud definitely covers Hamish. And from what I've heard, you did a phenomenal job as captain. But this year, you've moved into another role for West Coast, aside from, obviously, the coronavirus that we're in now. Before that, what were you doing for the club?
So I was. I had a couple of different hats on. So, yeah, I was going to be playing with our Waffle group again. And then I was working primarily in our community team. So running our – well, not running, but as a part of our Next Gen Academy. So, yeah, running a program for multicultural and Indigenous kids to try and improve their footy skills and, you know, maybe one day get drafted. And then was also helping out with the footy department, facilitating our Rucks program. It all turned on its head pretty quick. That's what I was doing previously.
How do you see next year? I mean, I'm assuming there will be a team next year. How do you see the next coming years of the Waffle team panning out?
It's pretty hard to forecast. It'd be great if we do get back, but there probably is a little bit of uncertainty around. I really don't know how it'll look, but you know, if there's list cuts, that might affect whether or not we do get a Waffle team back. So I think I'm probably just trying to stay open to whatever kind of happens.
In the meantime, are you going to be able to play at Waffle level at any point this season?
Yeah, I think so. I'm still really keen to play. Obviously, it's a big part of your life. Playing football for so long and want to keep it going. So. I had my first training run with Perth last night. Is it permission to train or a training permit with them? So I'm keen to have a run down at Perth this year, go back to my club of origin. So hopefully that all gets cleared off in the not-too-distant future. And, yeah, really keen to play some footy and help Perth, I guess, get back into the finals.
Fraze, it's been an absolute pleasure chatting to you, and we wish you all the best for this season.
It'd be great. Thanks for having me on, guys.
That's okay.
Cheers,
thanks, Fraze.
Interesting, Lex. Fraser saying he's trained with and could be returning to the Perth Demons this year.
It's an interesting future for many of those Waffle players from the West Coast Eagles, but we do look forward to seeing the Eagles back in action in 2021.
That's a wrap for this week. We'll be back for more Monday Waffle next week.
Thanks for listening to the Monday Waffle, proudly brought to you by the students from ECU Broadcasting.